The Word of God is living. It is powerful, infallible, indestructible, incorruptible, and it will work mightily in me.
And now, your host, Pastor Jerry Maya Williams, from the service Already in Progress.
You don't want to come to a Word church without your Bible. Amen? Open your Bibles to Hebrews, the Epistle to the Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. In other words, he made the eons and the ages. Now, we need to go through this real slow because I know we didn't get it. God, talking about God. How many got God in your life? Say amen. Amen. Well, today we're going to talk about how to make that a reality and how you can expect to receive the reality of God by hearing the voice of the Lord. God, now this is God's nature. This is part of his character. These are his attributes. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. Now, how many say amen that God has spoken to you? By his Son. Will God speak to me? That's a question that many people have asked themselves. Will God speak to me? And that's what I want to talk to you about for a few minutes. And I want to answer the question, will God speak to me? Now, I've been teaching you and teaching you, and I don't know how long I've been teaching this, but if you've been in this church any length of time, you've heard me say, we must learn to live by listening. Did you hear what I said? We must learn to live by listening. Why? Because God, who at various times and in various ways, he spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, and he has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. And if God is speaking to us by his Son, what is God saying to you? What is God saying to me? What is God saying to us? Because he's speaking to us in these last days by his Son. So we must learn to be sensitive in order to listen and hear the voice of the Lord with the third ear, that ear of the Spirit. That same God that spoke in times past, and he's speaking in this present time, that is the last days. He is still speaking to his people. He is still speaking to his people through his Son, or should I say by his Son, through the Holy Spirit. But will God speak to me? Will God speak to me? When we go back to the beginning, we're talking about God. And when we go back to the beginning, we see that God, first and foremost, spoke to his creations, Adam and Eve. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, the Bible says, and God blessed them, and he said to them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. This is what God said to the first man and the first woman. Then in Genesis chapter 2, verse 16, we find where God commanded the man. He commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, you may freely eat. But the tree in the midst of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of that tree. For in the day you do, you shall surely die. So here we see God spoke to the man and the woman to bless them, but the same God spoke to the man to warn him. Did you hear the voice of the Lord when he warned you? When he said, don't go. Don't purchase it. Did you hear the voice of the Lord? This God not only uses his voice to bless us, he uses his voice to warn us of things to come. Is that right? Now, Genesis chapter 3, we see where Adam blew it. He and Eve disobeyed God. But even in a fallen state, they still heard the voice of the Lord. They were familiar with the voice of the Lord. And when you learn to live by listening, you come to a place of familiarity where you know that voice. And how do you know that voice? Because of the sound of that voice. I know my wife's voice anywhere. I know my children's voices anywhere. So you don't need to call me up if you're related to me and say, this is whoever. I know your voice. Adam and Eve knew the voice of the Lord. But will God speak to me like he spoke to Adam and Eve? Adam and Eve, they knew the voice of the Lord as a sound. And the sound of the Lord, the sound of the Lord, they knew as the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord, they knew as the will of the Lord. But it was a sound that came walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they were familiar with the sound. Are you familiar with the sound of the voice of the Lord? Are you still detached? And you're one of those that said, something said to me. Something is moving me or leading me. And you don't know what that something is. You don't know who that someone is. And I'm telling you, it's not something. It's not someone. If you're in relationship with God, like Adam and Eve were in relationship with God, if you're in relationship with God, it is God. And you must get familiar with the sound. And the sound of the Lord, just to give you a little tip, is always in alignment, in harmony with the word of God. So you don't have to say, something told me. You can know that that was the voice of the Lord. Is that right? We need to hear the voice of the Lord. We're dealing with a lot. We face the issues of life. We deal with a lot of challenges. We live in a highly politicized country. We live in a challenging economy right now, regardless of who says it's a good economy. Many people are still challenged in this economy, even with that so-called tax increase or that tax relief. Some of you didn't even notice it yet because it was minuscule. It was so small you need a magnifying glass to see it. And we live with that, and we're living from paycheck to paycheck, trying to make ends meet. Some of us are facing challenges in our home lives, with our marriages, or we got a problematic child that we're dealing with. And the question is, what is God saying? God cares about you. God doesn't detach himself from you and your problem. God wants to be right there in the center of your life, and he wants to speak to you about what's going on with you because he promised to perfect that which concerns you. And how can he perfect it if you don't allow him to speak into your circumstances? Now, you may not want me to speak into your circumstances. And there's a lot of other folk, you don't want them to speak into your circumstances. In fact, you want them to mind their business. Just let them know this don't come before you. Come on, don't stick your nose up in my mix. Come on. But God wants to stick his nose up in your mix. But what is God saying to you? And some of us don't have a clue. We don't know if we should go, if we should stay. We're just confused. Do I turn right? Do I turn left? Do I marry this person? Do I even date this person? What is God saying? What is God saying? God also spoke to the prophets and the fathers. He spoke to the fathers by the prophets, as we read in our text this morning from Hebrews. And when we look in the Old Testament, we see that God spoke to Abraham. God spoke to Moses. God spoke to Joshua. Is that right? God spoke to Samuel. Even when he was a little boy, he spoke to him. God also spoke to David, the great king and prophet. And God spoke to the prophets of David. When David got in line with God, you know, David had some missteps. And God spoke to his prophets to go speak to David. He spoke to the prophet Nathan and the prophet Gad. Is that right? Then we see that God spoke to David's son, Solomon. I don't know why Solomon went here and God said, you don't need all these wives. He didn't need all those wives. Who needs 700 some wives? Then God spoke to the prophet Elijah. God spoke to Isaiah the prophet, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel. And he spoke to all the minor prophets, just to mention a few. But will God speak to me? Are you less than these fathers and these prophets in the Old Testament? In fact, they would love to have what you have. They long to see the day of the coming of the Lord. Yet you've lived to see the day, not only where the Lord has come, but the Lord lives in you by His Spirit. They didn't have that. But you have that. I have that. And if God spoke to them, will God speak to me? Will God speak to me? Well, Jesus says yes. Did you hear what I said? Jesus says yes. And we don't look in the Bible and interpret Jesus by what somebody else said, but we look what Jesus said and we make all interpretations. I'm throwing that in for free. A lot of people say, well, Paul said. Paul said, no, you don't interpret Jesus by Paul. You interpret Paul by Jesus. He's the author of the book, not Paul. So will God speak to me? Jesus says yes. In John chapter 14, verse 16, he says, and I will pray the Father to give you another comforter. In other words, another like me. Now, didn't Jesus talk to his disciples? Didn't Jesus teach his disciples, provide guidance and directions for his disciples? He said to his disciples, and I will pray the Father to give you another comforter who will abide with you forever. Abraham and Moses didn't have that. Joshua didn't have that. Samuel, they didn't have someone to abide with him forever. He says, even the Spirit of truth, he's describing this comforter. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot see, whom the world cannot receive because they don't see him, nor do they know him, but you know him, for he will be with you and he will be in you. Now, will God speak to me? Why wouldn't God speak to me? Why wouldn't God speak to me? He has sent me another Jesus-like comforter to abide with me forever. And he said he would be a Spirit of truth. And he says the world will not be able to receive him. The world does not know the sound of the voice of the Lord. The world does not recognize the voice of the Lord. But the people of God should recognize this sound. Glory to God. And he said he would abide with us forever. Then Jesus said, yes, God will speak to you. In John chapter 16, verse 13, when he says, however, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of himself. He will not speak on his own authority, but he shall speak whatsoever he hear. That shall he speak unto you. And then he'll tell you about things to come. Will God speak to me? Absolutely. Why is the Holy Ghost speaking? We don't want to hear him. Jesus said he would speak. And he said you can trust what he says. He will not speak of himself, not on his own authority, but he will speak whatsoever he hears. Jesus said he will be speaking to us. So what is God saying to you? Maybe we're looking for the voice of God in all the wrong places. The voice of the Lord won't be an audible voice. You have to begin by looking inside. Listening to that third ear, and that's the ear of the Spirit, not the ears on the side of your head. Is that right? So in the New Testament, that's what we are. We're New Covenant believers. In the New Testament, God spoke to Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus. In the New Testament, God spoke to Peter on the rooftop when he was at the house of Simon the Tanner down by the sea. In the New Testament, God spoke to the Apostle John when he was on the Isle of Patmos. In the New Testament, God is still speaking to his children, those that have his Spirit. He is still speaking. He said, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in and sup with him, and he sup with me. Jesus said, I'll come in and dine with you, and you'll dine with me. That sweet fellowship. How do you fellowship with anybody if nobody's talking? Will God speak to me? Absolutely, God will speak to you. God is speaking to some of you right now. He has spoken to you over the week. But the question is, will you heed the voice of the Lord? Everything we deal with, God is concerned, intimately concerned about your finances. What is God saying about your finances? What is God saying about your career aspirations? What is God saying? Being in relationship with God is not confined to Sunday morning. God is 24/7. And we need to get in the habit of saying, well, what is God saying to me about this? Many of you will be faced with invitations to do this, opportunities to do the other, or what seems like opportunities. And because we don't acknowledge God, oftentimes we fail. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways you acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. How can he direct you if you're not listening? He's not coming back in the flesh just yet. He's coming again, but he's not going to come back in the flesh just to tell you, don't buy that car, they're ripping you off. But he's giving you the Holy Spirit, who shall teach you all things and show you things to come. The Holy Spirit will tell you, no, don't buy this. Wait on the Lord. Just wait. Is that right? So what the problem is, as the young people would say, what the problem is? Now I've taken you the Old Testament, the New Testament, what the problem is? The problem is the external emphasis that religious tradition places upon us and it causes us to be deafened in our third ear, and it causes us, stay with me, to doubt ourselves. It creates self-doubt. Now let me break this down. Most of us think of God in heaven. And I'm telling you, that's not where God is. God is in you. See, religious tradition tells you that God's up in the sky somewhere. And it'll hold out carrots about pie in the sky. No. But what your Bible teaches you, that in Christ, God lives inside of you. You and God are one. And if you always see the God and the goodness of God externally outside of you, you're always reaching for something but never attaining it. You're like the proverbial donkey chasing the carrots. He never catches up with the carrot. God is inside of you. You are somebody. And we need to stop looking to the outside and begin to look on the inside. And oftentimes we don't look on the inside because we have a poor self-concept, poor self-esteem, and it's been perpetuated by religious tradition. Religious tradition wants you to make you feel less than, and you never get there, so you can be more dependent on that religious system, that legalism. You got to begin to look here. This is where the third ear is. This is where the Holy Spirit is talking to us at. Huh? Can God do this? Look in yourself and ask yourself, can God do it? And if you can't believe that God can do it, then that means you don't really have faith in God. See, faith is the vehicle and the fuel that moves us from a place of have not to a place that I have all things in Christ. This is the whole purpose of the law, to keep Israel looking outside of themselves. And they couldn't keep that law. But now we serve Jesus Christ. And he is the end of the law to everyone who believes. Romans 10 tells us that. Jesus Christ is the end of the law for everyone who believes. But the problem is we really don't believe. At least we don't believe that. And the reason we don't believe that, because sometimes we have trouble believing in ourselves. How can you not believe in yourself if you believe that God believes in you? How can you not love yourself if you believe that God loves you? How can you love your neighbor as yourself when you have no love for yourself? And I'm telling you, God will speak to you. You are somebody. You are God's child. And no matter what anybody else says, you are who you are by the grace of God. And you don't have to explain it or justify it to nobody. Jesus said, I'm sending you another like me. And he won't deny you. He says, I will abide with you forever. Forever. So no matter where I am, no matter what I'm dealing with, he is right there. I just need to acknowledge him. Lord, what are you saying? And maybe you don't hear the voice of the Lord right away. That means just wait on him. Remember now, in our text it says that God at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets. Has in these last days spoken to us by his son. Don't put God in a box. And if God doesn't speak to me this way, then it's not God speaking to me. No. God speaks in various ways and in various manners. Sometimes God will speak to you in a dream. Sometimes you're driving down the road. God will speak to you through a billboard, a bumper sticker. Why? He is God. He is the creator of all things. He is all in all. You don't limit God. Sometimes God will speak to you through a little child.
Because it's all God. He created that child. He does what he wants to do. When he wants to do it, how he wants to do it. Because he's God. Now Jesus said, if a man loves me, how many love the Lord? I'm trying to close now. How many really love the Lord? Now let me give you a simple illustration. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 23, if a man loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and my Father and I will come unto him and make our abode in him. Now, some of you still struggling with that. You want to know God's address? You know, around Christmas time, a lot of folks, you know, they do make believe with children say, well, you want to write a letter to Santa? You know, his address is the North Pole. Some of us acting like God's address is at the North Pole. God's address is here. Y'all not getting this. God's address is here. God's address is here. He says, if you love me, keep my words, and my Father will love you, and my Father and I will come unto you and make our residence, our abode, inside of you. This is God's address. Now, let me show you how simple this is. Will God speak to me? Can you imagine how rude it would be to have somebody stand at your house that doesn't speak to you? It's even ruder for them to speak to you and you not speak back to them. Now, you starting to get the picture? If God is living in this house, it would be very rude on his part not to speak to me. But how many know the Holy Ghost ain't rude? How many know he's a gentleman? Come on. He is anxious to speak what he heard from the Father for you. He is anxious to tell you, this is the way to go. Walk in it.
Join us Sunday at Agape Word Fellowship, where Dr. Jerry Maya Williams is your pastor, proclaiming a life-changing message of the agape love and power that God is. For more information, log on now at www.agapeword.net, 1430 South New Hope Road, Agape Word Fellowship.